Wood sculptor and conservation specialist Tim Burns collects all of his materials right here in the Northland. He talks to us about working with each of these large pieces of figured wood, and he says there is a duality to the nature of each sculpture he creates. The wood itself has an inherent beauty that is further emphasized by the composition of the sculpted form.
My name is Tim Burns, and I'm a free-form wood sculptor. I work primarily in hardwood species that are local to northeastern Minnesota. Originally, when I started sculpting, I would go out and find reclaimed lumber from the beaches or from old logging sites, and I would bring them back home and clean them up, and I would use hand tools to sculpt the material. And as I started working, I started using chainsaws and grinders and being more selective with my material, and I switched from using reclaimed lumber to using burl wood primarily that I got from other foresters, loggers, landowners that had a lot of black ash in their property. Birch, maple, those are other wood species that I work in.
So Tim, talk us through your creative process.
The process I use when I sculpt is that I'll start with a solid chunk of wood, and I try to stay away from reading in too much of the organic shape. I have a real specific idea what I want to carve, and then I'll use a chainsaw to rough out the form, and then I'll work my way down to different tools that to get more detail, like angle grinders and die grinders with carbide burrs. And it's just very much a free-form sculpting process where I get into the chunk of wood, and I reduce it to the sculpted form, and then I work at sanding it to a really high polish, and I finish it with oils to bring out the luster and figure in the wood. Using the local wood, the local burlwood species, like black ash and maple and birch, is really to my advantage because it adds other elements to my sculpted form. The grain and textures in the burl wood is just amazing, and it really brings another dimension to my sculpture, my intended sculpted form. So it's a marriage of this organic quality in the wood and my intended sculptural forms.
So tell us about where you're from. Are you originally from here? And how does living here affect your process?
No, I'm from Wisconsin, but I've lived here for about 17 years, and I work as a conservation specialist. So my interests lie in natural resources. It's a good fit for me to be able to create my artwork in a medium that I also have invested a lot of my time in career-wise. I try to do work in a material that has a sustainable nature, and all my material that I work with is sustainably harvested, or it's wood that is would otherwise be left for spoil, I guess you could say. You know, a lot of this stuff that I carve doesn't have much of a use for commercial, you know, uses for lumber or for pulp or anything. So I feel that when I use it, that I'm taking it and giving it another life.
So for our listeners who aren't able to see your sculptures right at this moment, tell us about some of them and some of the stories that you're telling through them.
When I sculpt, I like to work with a theme, and I take those themes from cues in nature or from, you know, even stories I read about. They're implanted into the sculpture. For example, you know, I have a piece in the wall that was carved out of a solid piece of wood, but it was influenced by a musha that I found north of Isabella, Minnesota. And I used that tine pattern on the outside of the moose shed, and I repeated that in the wooden form, and it just became a design element in the piece. You know, and that's how a lot of the pieces start. They just start with a cue from nature or a cue from an influence that I've had, and I try to insert that into the organic nature of the material. And they're very complementary when I do that. It's surprising to me every time how just a random idea can be sculpted into wood, and the warmth of the wood, the beauty of the grain, just really accentuates any kind of form that I want to carve into it. It's a balance, but it's a natural process for me.
In addition to your wood sculpting, you also create these stone lamps. What inspired you to begin working with these?
The stone lamps are related to cairns that have been used throughout history and across cultures to mark monuments or to mark burial mounds. And everybody's seen them on trailheads where you have stacked rocks. And more than anything, I enjoy collecting the materials. They're all different river rocks and beach rocks from the Lake Superior area. Everybody likes to find rocks on the beach and bring them home.
You mentioned that some of the ideas that you get come from stories you've read. What is an example of a story you've read that has inspired a sculpture?
I did read something by an author, David Foster Wallace. It was more of a commencement speech, I think, called This Is Water. And I think the gist of it was just being cognizant of treating people well in life and living your life well, and how you have to constantly remind yourself that that's something you should be doing. It's almost natural for people to be self-centered. And a lot of my artwork has a focal point in the center and radiates out in different directions. And I think that it wasn't necessarily conscious at the beginning, but I noticed it in my artwork, and I like to tie that back to that commencement speech, the idea that you need to, you know, exercise your judgment and go out of your self-centered nature to treat people the way that you think they should be treated, even though it's easier to kind of turn inward.
So what drives you to keep collecting and creating and sculpting?
There's always going to be a feeling that my best work is still yet to be created. So I'll never run out of ideas, that's for sure. So as long as I don't run out of material or run out of life, then I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
For more information about how to contact Tim Burns and to see examples of his sculpture work, you can visit his website at timburns.com. That's TimByrns.com. For KAXE Northern Community Radio, I'm Justin Cook.